Yeah. I'm glad you all made it.
I'm gonna try a different knob because I don't know what's going on with my knob turning. So this is a different knob. This is a little bit. This is cranked up all the way. Okay, I think I've got all the knobs adjusted. You are listening to the Father Figures 3x3 podcast, where we're going to play a few songs, more than three likely, because, you know, punk rock songs are pretty short. So a few songs from each of us, give you a little taste of full frontal punk rock tonight. That's what we're going to give you.
It's almost drunk pock, because we're six or seven beers deep.
Yeah. So, what's up first? Who's on first to...
Me! Yeah. Bobby! I've got five songs that probably clock in at 6 minutes, and let's kick it off with the Nip Drivers.
Yeah.
try again. Rip your mind. Catch it down before it's too late. You're turning it down what you ate. What is that you want? The bonds for like friends. That you feel no pain. If no one intervenes, everyone's to blame. In the end, it's always the same. A losing battle through this ride. You try and change with your mind. Catch yourself before it's too late. You're turning into what you hate. What you hate. You're turning into what you hate. Catch it down before it's too late. You're turning into what you
Whoa!
Yep.
Oh, that was hot. That was hot.
Good thing for the padded walls.
Yeah.
I've got a bangover from that.
You got a bangover?
All right. Bobby kicked that off with the Nip Drivers, New Meiji Takeover from Oh Blessed Freak Show, 1985. Man, Nip Drivers were pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, they burned the candle at both ends, didn't they?
They did. Next up was Angry Samoans with Stupid Jerk from 82, off of Back from Samoa, and The Consumers, some local boys from exotic Phoenix, Arizona, recorded in 1977.
Yep.
Anti. God, that just...
So good.
That's punk rock.
The shit those guys had to go through just to play a show. Are we going to get stabbed? Are we going to get shot?
Are the police going to take us away?
Yeah. Or we're just going to fight for our lives every night. Unbelievable.
Can we buy beer at El Rancho?
And then MIA, Turning Into What You Hate from 1984 from the Half Skull 7-inch with Decry, and I think Love Canal was on that also. But that was a digital copy of it from the Lost Boys CD that was released by Alternative Tentacles in 2003. And then we finish it up with Bad Brains from Black Dots, Don't Need It, the first track off of that, which was recorded in 1979. And I just love that Black Dots stuff. I know it's not, sonically it's not that good, the sound quality's bad, but I don't know why, it just sets me off more than you know, Rock for Light and everything else. I just love that. So, what'd you guys think?
It's good.
Liked it.
Yeah.
Wow, insightful. Guys. Yeah.
Love the bass sound on the Bad Brain stuff.
Tom was saying while we were listening to it that it sounded like it was recorded in a laundromat.
It kind of does. Makes me want to do some laundry.
I like the lo-fi quality of it versus the other stuff. It just makes it sound more immediate. It's a little sloppier than their other stuff.
Yet so precise.
Yeah, yep. It's still tight, but sloppy. It's pretty awesome. MIA, I think, is one of the most underrated punk bands out there.
Agree.
And Nip Drivers, Jesus. Those guys were just crazy. And I love their cover of Rio, too.
I wonder what they're doing now.
I think some of them are dead. Jeff Dahl told me a story about one of them had a prescription drug habit and would crash cars into pharmacies and eventually killed himself.
Crashing his car into the pharmacy?
Yes. All right, next up.
On that note,
Tom. I think I'm up next.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off with some Vandals.
Woo!
And then go up to Canada and hang out with the Deglo Abortions. And then circle back to the 70s as well and the first wave of Black Flag.
Johnny Bob.
Yep, Johnny Bob. Johnny Bob Goldstein.
Run. Me and Joey gimme, gimme, gimme. Need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask before. Sitting here like a loaded gun, I'm waiting to go up. I got nothing to do but shoot my mouth up. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask before. You know the world's got problems. I've got problems of my own. They ain't the kind that get me sore when I'm at a bomb. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for. You know I gotta go out, get something for my head. If I keep on doing this, I'm gonna end up dead. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I need some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for. Sitting here like a loaded gun, I'm waiting to go off. I got nothing to do but shoot my mouth off. So gimme, gimme, gimme. Gimme some more. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Don't ask what for.
Okay, so we heard Pat Brown, or the legend of Pat Brown, excuse me, by the Vandals. Love that song, always did. Was the first song I ever learned how to play on guitar. So,
it's, you're a bass player.
No, well, at one point I fancied myself to be a bit of a guitar player as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would play that until people would get really mad at me. And then another song that I learned how to play on guitar was Diglo Abortion's Bedtime Story off of Fetus of Fetus, which is an all-time favorite song of mine.
Is that 85 or 86?
Love that. That actually was recorded in 1981.
Fetus of Fetus was released in
87. It was released in 87.
Oh, was it? Okay.
But the first side of that record was recorded in 1981. So, Diglo Abortions didn't actually have their shit together.
To get their music out?
Not like the Father Fingers.
Father Fingers?
Father Fingers, yeah. A totally different band, a band that inspired us. But yeah, that record, Fetus of Fetus, the first half was recorded in 81, second half was recorded in maybe 85, maybe. But I think it came out in around 86 or 87. But yeah, used to get played a lot at places I lived in the mid to late 80s for sure.
My favorites. I almost played a Diglo song for my punk rock stuff.
And there's still room for that. just saw, they in fact played Phoenix a couple years ago, and it was fantastic. Super, super great show. They still bring the punk rock. And then finished out my three songs with Black Flag and Gimme Gimme Gimme, another personal favorite of mine, one that gets me going every time I hear it.
And you should have seen how tight the man's pants got when that came
out. Oh, super tight. Super tight. I can also remember a very fun fact. The last time Black Flag played Phoenix, they played Gimme Gimme Gimme, I got punched in the nose and I bled everywhere.
By anyone in particular?
Ronnie Della Chiesi.
Oh.
Punched me in the nose.
Shouldn't have stole his woman.
actually, I think it was a term of endearment. Or
a slam of endearment.
A slam of endearment, yes. But, so yeah.
Well done.
Thank you. Michael?
When I put this together for Full On Punk Rock, I wanted to go back to the
Full
frontal punk rock. I want to go back to the Genesis, so I pulled some stuff that was two local bands and then one band that really twisted
your punk rock. And,
yeah, twisted my knob. in a new direction. Starts off with Les Seldoms from Tucson off of Arizona Disease EP, which was shared with Junior Chemist on one side and Les Seldoms on the other. And it's really just raw kids. It's just kids making noise. You know, everyone should be in a band, and they were in a band.
And everyone should be a raw kid.
Yeah, everyone should be a raw kid. So it's raw kids making noise. Starts off with Les Seldoms.
Oh, gee, look at the natives. This place is great. Say, sell that shrine. I just wanted a remembrance. Native American.
Native American.
Native American.
Native American. Oh, gee, look at the city. Is that tower for real?
You don't even use common sense. future's up to yesterday. The future's up to you.
Okay, so the first song I played there was Les Seldoms. It was a song called Native American off the Arizona Disease EP. The next song was the Roll-Ons, which was a Phoenix band. And it had the Arredondo sisters on vocals and on drums. It had Don Pendleton on guitar.
And skirt.
It was supposed to be an all-girl band, so he had to wear a skirt when they played. And it had Donna Rhea on bass. And it's I Want to Be a Boy by the Roll-Ons.
Where are those people now?
Where are they now? I don't know where the Arredondo sisters are or Donna Rhea are, but Don Pendleton is in Huntington Beach, California.
Still wearing skirts.
Not that I've seen lately.
Don, do you want Tom's phone number?
He wears a skirt when he goes surfing.
A skirt. Nice. Excellent. And he has an enchilada with a spork.
No more olives.
Yeah.
No olives, please. Extra red sauce.
Yeah. And the last song was The Big Boys' History.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I wanted to throw the Big Boys on there doing that because I just like the way they took a format and twisted it to be punk rock, you know, sort of like a funk song, but
they always had the full twisted it, funk.
Yeah, but they twisted it to make it just to be really punk rock.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I think we could do probably 10 more full-on punk rock, full frontal punk rock podcasts because I think I think I could have put together.
Well, we love that stuff.
Yeah. Love that stuff.
You know what would be fun is to each of us get a person in here to do our songs for us.
On the ukulele?
No. To have somebody come in and actually, like you know, choose person A and B and C, and then they bring the songs in, and then we talk about their songs. That could be another podcast.
The Friend Zone podcast?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a concept, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they would choose songs that they think we would like?
They just choose songs choose that they just want to play. Yeah,
that they want to play, and then we can talk about their songs.
Yeah,
talk
about them.
What do you think, people?
What do you think? Send us a postcard.
Yeah, send us a postcard.
Otherwise, thanks for listening. We had a lot of fun doing it.
Thanks for twiddling your knob.
Sure.
I wasn't necessarily talking to you.
Michael had fun twiddling his.
I'll twiddle some more knobs, maybe. Oh, not that.